I had the opportunity of meeting Mr. Patsford at Lake Ellen Manor. I'm the social services coordinator there. And upon meeting him, I introduced myself and I said, you know, Mr. Patsford, if you need anything, let me know. Come talk to me. I'll do my best to help you. And he said, my son takes care of me. But if I need you, I'll let you know. But he never came to me. I met his son and saw that he was taken care of and saw that he was getting the help he needed. So when he left Lake Ella, not even a year ago, we gave him a going away party, and I really missed him. I sat with him to ask him, who did he want to invite? And I just knew, I had already checked off some people, because I said, he talks to them all the time, I know he's going to invite them. Well, lo and behold, he said, oh, no, definitely not that. I said, you know, and I'm thinking that maybe he don't remember. And I said, are you sure? He said, I am absolutely sure. I said, okay. And that's what I liked about him. He said what he meant, and he meant what he said. And he, after that, I started sort of sitting with him a little bit more. And I was like, you know what? I wish I had talked to you a little bit more. He was so calming, and he was helping me. And I was like, wow. And I said, now you're leaving. But I was going to come and visit him. Of course, we have a small staff, and it's always something going on. But one day, one of the people who come and do a program, she invited me to a networking event. When I went there, I met Nicholas from Pacifico. So I said, oh, is Mr. Patrick still there? He said, yeah. I said, I need to come and see him. He said, well, we'll have an event. Come on over. And I said, oh, I just hope I see Mr. Patrick. Soon as I walked in the door, there he was, getting a cup of coffee. And I was like, oh, I'm so glad to see you, and you look great. And he said, yeah. I said, well, how do you like it here? He said, I love it. I can drink my coffee all day long. And I said, yeah, I like to drink coffee a lot, too. But that's why I just want to remember him the way I remember him the last time I saw him. He was happy. He was doing well. He was in his right mind, you know, and I just felt good about it. So I'm the type of person, people look at me strange, because I lost so many people in my life that now when people leave here, I learn to, like, rejoice because they're not suffering anymore.
That's right.
They're not in any pain. And if you love someone, you want them to be better and to do better. And I just thank God for the opportunity to have met him. He was awesome. He was a good man. He was smart. You know, as a Christian, we have to love one another.
Amen.
But we don't have to like each other.
That's right.
I liked Mr. Pastor a lot. And, you know, just God bless the family and just stay in prayer. You know that he will never leave you. I saw a little girl that looked like somebody in the video. And I was like, gosh, she looked just like, you know. And so those children or memories, you know, each other, you know, you're going to go through the first year, every holiday, you're going to think about, what were we doing with Dad? And I know you're going to laugh, because I know he would have done something that was funny or memorable or, you know, so just hold on. This too should pass, but his memories of him will never pass away.
Amen. Thank you very much. Lots of words of wisdom there.